hit the top of the list.
Yeah, are we at 10 or 11? Was there one in there that I missed somehow? I had for number 10 was KVO Kevin in Abbotsford. And was there another one there? Or maybe not, but are there any more out there looking to check in? We are in listening mode.
From down south, Kilo India, 7 Tango Oscar Yankee, John, Whatcom County, Washington. Good evening, everyone.
Well, there we go. A little further south, Whatcom County. Sounding really good. And there you go. You got us up to number, I can't tell if we're at 11 or 12, but we definitely got into double digits, so we're okay in that department, KI7TOI. Anybody else out there? And then Merlin will get back to you there.
Well, we might as well go a little further south. This is KK7 Yankee Tango Papa in Mount Vernon.
Ah, even a little south of Whatcom County, Skagit County, Mount Vernon to be precise. Sounding really good. I hope you have got the flood troubles easing up there. Anyway, sounding good. Got you on the paper. That would be Greg in Mount Vernon. Two stations, the last two with a K in the call sign, like Kilowatt. Okay, anybody else out there?
Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Mike.
Ah, X-ray Mike from the south side of Surrey, southeast Surrey to be precise. Cloverdale, sounding good. Got you on the paper.
By the way, the one that you were missing was an old friend. I'm sure you recall Wayne. A long time ago, Victor Echo 7 Hotel Charlie Whiskey was number 10, Ross.
Oh, there we go. I thought VE7KVO was number 10, but there we go. We're getting close to 15 here. Might be able to pull that off. So there you have it. The last one was Victor Alpha 7 X-Ray Mike. Any more after that? Well, there's a reasonable number to follow up on. What do we got here? TOY, YTP, X-Ray Mike. Well, that's three anyway, so let it go at that.
Well, let's let it go at that. Let's actually throw it to you to welcome KE7TOY. I'll let you welcome him into the net. We might as well pass and share the NCO duties there, Rock.
Oh, you passed it back to me? Yep. Well, we had John there, KI7TOY. Anything new and exciting?
Yep.
All turkeyed and hammed out, or combination of both for the holiday season here?
It was a little bit wet out there, then I heard a bunch of other noise, and then I looked my head out again, and 5 minutes later it was sleeting, S-L-E-E-T. And then 5 minutes later, the sleet was gone. So that's my weather report from Cane Lake, Whatcom County, Washington, back to net control.
Oh, Lordy. John, the only thing I know, you were sleeping and you went back to net control, and there was a reason for you sleeping, but you and Rocks doubled. No big deal. What was the reason of the weather that you were sleeping on the sleeping of the weather of the Rocks? I'm not sure. Go ahead.
I wasn't sleeping. It was sleeting, S-L-E-E-T. In fact, I'm looking out the window right now on the surveillance camera, and we got sleet coming down right here. S-L-E-E-T, not to be confused with horizontal sleep with a papa.
Oh, no. That could be a sign of some of that white stuff coming down soon. Oh, God, don't even think about that. I can't imagine it coming down in Vancouver. We haven't got snow here. It causes a provincial emergency with 1 inch down here in Chinatown. No disrespect, but no one knows how to drive in it. So there you go. But where's the wife tonight? Can we mark her on the list, too?
She's upstairs. We just got done watching a rom-com movie, the last of the Christmas movies, I hope. Christmas. So she says she's kind of come down here for one beer, but I've heard that story before. But yeah, she might check in later, and that's KI7TOR. But yeah, we'll be monitoring Kilo India 7 Tango Oscar Yankee back to net control. Thanks for doing what you do, guys.
Yeah, and thanks for being with us, John, and best regards to your wife. Okay, it's Victor Echo 7 Oscar Romeo Z7ROX for the check. Thank God, checking in chat. Jesus, they'll get mad at them. They got copyright on that. I can't say checking in chat. Rush, you got to catch me on that. For the TGIF net for December 26th, Boxing Day. Just pass it with the man with the big, beautiful IC9700 Kilo Yankee Tango Papa. Good evening. How was your Christmas and all that stuff? Go ahead.
No, real good there, real good there. This is Kilo 7, Yankee Tango Papa. Pleasure to be on the net here tonight with you fellas. No, Christmas was good, a little separated this year. Kids going different directions, but you got to expect that at our age. Break. So, but no, it was good, very good there. So, the old 9700 is still staying. I'm still learning how to operate it. It shows me something new every day. So, on that note, good evening, fellas, Merlin, and I think that was a Bill, KK7 Yankee Tango Papa, Mount Vernon.
Very good. Merlin and James, ROX, Victor Echo 7, ROX. But you got close. It doesn't matter. It's Boxing Day. We're all beat up mentally, spiritually, and all the rest. Hopefully in a good way, of course. Did I say in a good way? Oh, I know someone that uses that. I better stop that. Victor Alpha 7, X-Ray Mike. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good evening, Merlin. Good evening, Jim. And a group. It's a subdued Christmas for us over at this homestead. Our matriarch has left the building 4 days ago, so it's been an interesting Christmas this year. I'm a little quiet right now, and I think that's all I'm going to share. I'll be on the side and listening.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mark. Our condolences, especially here. We'll take a short pause if anyone would like to share some condolences with XM of the loss of a loved one of 4 days ago. Go ahead.
Condolences.
Well, I hope everything works out for you there, Mark. Thanks for being here and picking up the mic. Don't be a stranger, and don't go through this alone, my friend. You've got lots of good friends on amateur radio. Okay, Rox, we will let you do a last portion of the net of any last check-ins, and then I'll go back up to the top of the list. And after the top of the list, I think we'll probably be clear for the net. So let you do one more shout-out for any late or missed.
Yeah, well, let's see. I think VA7XM was number 14. VE7WF, number 14. So if we can break the 15 mark, that's a pretty reasonable number. Is there anybody else out there looking to check in? Go ahead.
V7 Papa Golf Echo, quick in and out. That's it, Jim. 7-3.
Oh, that would be Randy. You got us to the 15 mark. Number 15. That's a pretty reasonable number. What is our record? It's a little over 15, but 15 on a Boxing Day during the holiday season here is not too bad. So there you have it. What do you say about that, Merlin? No, let's try for one more. If there is anybody else out there, we are listening. Well, we got 15. That's pretty reasonable. What do you think about that, Merlin? Should we wind her down unless anybody else has any input?
Well, I think that's a great number, and for a holiday, I think that's fantastic. What we'll do now is we'll return to the second portion of the net of everyone that's checked in, and I'll just call your call sign, and if you're in there, you say what you want. If you're not in there, I'll move down the list, and then we'll do final close operations of the net for December 26th. So let's start at the top of the list, VE7UGM.
Jay? I love map. Carry on. Victor up the 7, uniform to the mic.
Okay, very good. VE7HVV, Harry. VA7, Mike, Quebec Delta, Michael.
Yeah, Merlin, I didn't, the last topic I was talking about, I hope I didn't step on UJM's toes there by saying anything negative of the 220 band. That's not something I meant to say, but just wanting to know information, that's all. Just trying to get educated. That's all I have. Anyway, Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta, thanks you guys for doing the net. Merlin and Jim, hope to talk to you next week, hopefully. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta, signing off.
No, absolutely not. It's an open discussion net, and that's what it's for, sharing ideals, concepts. Johnny's quite aware I do not like Chinese radios, but we still talk to one another. Only because he didn't give me a brand new radio under my tree for Christmas, but I even thought that will happen one day, I guess. Maybe, never know, before the sun run. Absolutely. And by the way, I'm going to hold your question. Your question was the difference between VHF, UHF, 1.2 gigs, why the difference in wattage. And you were also asking, I believe, something about 6 meters and that. So keep that, if you have the volume up, keep that in mind, all of the people that are listening to the net. After the net, we'll get into some open discussion if you want to talk about your experience with those bands and what have you in that. I'm sure Michael would be, I'd love to hear all about that. Thanks for being here, Michael. VE7, Yankee Uniform, Jason, go ahead.
Yes, Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform. I am actually testing the antenna I built now, so hopefully I'm getting in all right. And I forgot to mention, I built this antenna because I want an antenna to get into the ISS radio. So I needed something that was dual band, so that's why I made it, and I needed it to be handheld.
Well, good for you. I'm not sure where you're located, Mike. I've got you at about an S8, S9. And I'm sure I could probably get you more if I ran outside, but I don't want to do that and swing the four-element beam towards your QTH or even a reflection. Well, there's another important part of VHF and UHF topic, reflection, how signals work in that. For instance, I'll point my beam to Mount Baker, and it's the only way I can get into the Chilliwack machine. Go figure. But in either case, no, you're sounding really good on the area, okay?
Wow, S9 into downtown. I'm in Surrey. That's excellent. And my antenna is facing so that most of the signal goes towards Chilliwack and there's a wall towards downtown. So I think that's really good. So I'm going to call my antenna success for sure.
Well, you know, if I wasn't in the proper wardrobe, I'd run outside and swing the beam over to Surrey. It's kind of neat. I got a pair of ice grips on and kind of swing it around. Still looking for a rotor, but it'll make it a little easier. But I don't mind. It's only about 4 or 5 feet away. But I would guesstimate. I'm only guesstimate, but next time I talk to you, I will do that for you. I would say you probably would peak maybe 15, 20 over.
I'm only doing 5 watts right now, and if it's that much, I'm not even going to worry about it. So thank you very much, and I'm going to say 7-3.
Yeah, okay. Before I continue on the list, Rox, did you check him on the input over in Capitol Hill? How is he coming in?
Oh, I didn't take the liberty of doing that. If he makes another transmission, I will have a listen.
Yes, I am transmitting right now, only on 5 watts, and seeing how my signal gets in.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, you're down in the noise floor there in S2 or 3. Obviously full quieting into the repeater's receiver, which of course is 3,500 feet up on Mount Seymour, so it's way up in the sky. It's hearing you, but you're solid copy, so that's a good thing. I wonder if Merlin checked you on the input. He's got a beam and a couple of other different antennas there.
Yeah, I just gave him a update on the signal. I didn't turn the